We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, campers. Greetings, William. Welcome. Salutations. It is hump day. Alohas to you as we get underway with hour number three. The one we lovingly refer to as the 5 o'clock follies because it is the most heavily commuted as well as heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. Big day in Washington today. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey would have been proud of the circus that was presented in Washington. And joining me now is former congressman, former Clinton impeachment manager, and former analyst at Langley, that is Bob Barr. Bob, welcome to the program, first of all, and your take on the blockbuster event, as it was described by the Democrats going in.
Well, thanks for having me. When I was a kid, I went to the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus and took our boys there a long time ago when they were kids, and it was a lot more entertaining and, frankly, had a lot more substance than the hearing today. I think that it was a complete dud.
Yeah. You know, if this is their blockbuster opening, if this is the best that they've got, to quote Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan today, you're the star witness. That's it.
Yeah. And even though, the two career employees of the State Department said, oh, no, we're not here as star witnesses. We're just here to give the facts and what we hear and what we see and so forth. Congressman Jordan was right. I mean, there was nothing new in today's hearing, and both of the witnesses, particularly this gentleman named Kent, were basically just there to provide support to the Democrats and go after President Trump. There was opinion and speculation and nothing new. I mean, it was really very well. Disappointing, but in a sense, I'm certainly glad because I don't think there's been anything that even remotely approaches an impeachable offense that we've seen thus far, and that was confirmed to me today.
You're very familiar, Bob, with how Washington works. The testimony from these two, and you described them accurately as career status from Foggy Bottom. Is there a bit of turf envy that was evident today in their agreeing to testify in the first place that they actually resented? They have such elitist hatred of this president that they resented the president actually employing a different foreign policy than the geniuses at Foggy Bottom thought he should be doing?
I think that's very, very accurate. As you mentioned in your very kind introduction, I worked at the CIA back in the late 1970s, and it always impressed me dealing with the State Department was like trying to negotiate with a hostile foreign government. a lot of these folks at State, and we saw two of them today. They care more for the countries to which they're assigned or which they work with than they do about the United States, and they very much do believe that they are the careerists, they are the experts, they are the people that we should turn to implement and actually make policy with foreign countries. And I do think they resent a president who does not view them that same way, and that's Mr. Trump.
Yeah, I think you're correct, Bob. I mean, State is constantly staffed with careerists, many of whom, as you well know, are graduates of the Georgetown University Foreign Policy School. And they frankly have the attitude, well, You know, these elected politicians, sure, he's the commander-in-chief. Sure, he sets foreign policy and all the rest. But these elected politicians come and go, but the State Department goes on forever.
That's true of not only the State Department, but a number of other, as a matter of fact, probably most, if not all, other federal agencies.
Mm-hmm.
When I was the United States Attorney here in the Atlanta area for the Northern District of Georgia, I noticed that with a lot of the FBI agents that I work with that conduct investigations for U.S. prosecutors. Their view is, well, yeah, we may not like you as the U.S. attorney, but you're only here for 4 years or so.
That's
and,
right.
We'll outlast you, so
yeah,
we'll wait you out.
Yeah, we'll suffer you for the moment, but you are far from being as heavily entrenched as we are. We're talking with Bob Barr, former congressman, as he mentioned, former prosecutor and Clinton impeachment manager. Bill, from your experience, one thing that stands out to me that people may not realize, and I mentioned this earlier in the program today, whether it was in the case of Richard Nixon, which never actually got, of course, to an impeachment trial in the Senate, or in the case that you were involved in with Bill Clinton, those were the results of a special counsel finding actions they believe to be felonious actions that required redress through the impeachment process. That's as far removed from what we're seeing right now as you could possibly get.
It certainly was even mostly more so in the case of the Clinton impeachment, because we had a report that was submitted to the Congress by Ken Starr, the independent counsel,
mm-hmm.
Not because we asked for it or wanted it, but the law that set up the independent counsel office required that the independent counsel forward a report to the Congress if that person uncovered evidence of impeachable offenses. So that's what Ken Starr did. And as you know, certainly, and probably most of your listeners do, that report that we then took in the Judiciary Committee held open, transparent, fact-based hearings, established beyond any reasonable doubt that the President Clinton had, in fact, violated significant, serious federal laws, obstruction of justice and perjury. What we're seeing in this faux impeachment that continues to unfold bears no relationship to that. They're just throwing stuff on the wall to see what will stick.
I thought if there was a lead candidate for MVP of the hearing today for the GOP, it would be Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Let me quickly play, if I may, Bob, a bit of Jim Jordan's interplay with Ambassador Taylor today that I thought was very telling.
Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Lindsey's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness.
So he never met the president. He knows nothing. He wasn't privy to the phone call. Well, for that matter, unknown whistleblower, Bob, believed to be Eric Ciaramella, also an employee of Langley, allegedly, he wasn't on the phone call either. So nobody here has any firsthand knowledge of anything, do they?
No, they don't. And for them to come forward and make themselves available for a persecution of a president in a wholly partisan political effort really brings shame to to the State Department. They shouldn't even be up there. If they were forced to come up there and simply said, "Look, we are not here because we have no factual knowledge whatsoever of this," then that would be one thing. But to come up there and give their opinions and innuendos, particularly Kent,
right,
who very clearly was there to say nice things about Biden and nasty things about Trump,
right,
I have no respect for them.
Let me,
Taylor at least had a little bit of professionalism, but Kent didn't exhibit any.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know whose idea it was to insert Jim Jordan into the GOP's Intelligence Committee hearing lineup, but it was certainly a good move. One other question.
It was.
One other question, Bob. We keep hearing from the propaganda pushers in the media, and we hear constantly from Adam Schiff about protecting the anonymity of the whistleblower. Actually, if I understand the whistleblower law correctly, it does not guarantee anonymity, does it?
The law does not. It provides that there cannot be repercussions within the so-called whistleblower's agency against him or her.
Right.
But no, there's no guarantee that you can say what and do whatever you want and remain anonymous. And this person, in my mind, from the very get-go, is not a true whistleblower.
Yep.
It is a conspirator with a policy and partisan agenda.
Yeah, I think that's a much more accurate description. Bob Barr, former Congressman Clinton impeachment manager. Bob, thank you very much for your time today on short notice. I greatly appreciate it. And we'll see how it transpires from here.
Look forward to staying in touch, Bob. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bob. Great to have you here today. 17 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, then we're right back with more as we cruise on here on Hump Day on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Big old jet airliner. If I were Adam Bullshiff, I believe I would be hopping aboard a big bird and heading back to his congressional district in California, because that sound you hear is his career fading into obscurity. 5:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, Bobby just got off work and wasn't able to follow the hearing today. Can you give a quick rundown of what happened today? Yeah, Adam Bullshiff started off with a lie. He had a question from Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, who said, "Hey, when are we going to have a chance to call the whistleblower and have that individual come in and testify? Because you know who it is. Your staff knows who it is. The other 434 members of Congress don't know who it is. We'd like to see this individual." And Schiff immediately lied and said, "Well, the gentleman is mistaken. I don't know the identity of the whistleblower." He's made that claim before, and in fact, that well-known conservative news outlet, the Washington Post, gave Schiff 4 Pinocchios for that lie, which he didn't mind repeating with a straight face today. Mr. Kent and Ambassador Taylor, the 2 blockbuster testifiers today in day one, both of them bombed out. Neither one of them was on the call. It was absurd with their accusations. "Well, Mr. Sondland told Bill, who told Ted, who told Frank, that Bad Orange Man did something wrong. Oh, well, he must be impeached." Essentially, that was it. You may have heard the soundbite that I just played from Jim Jordan questioning Ambassador Taylor, saying, "You ever meet President Trump? No. You ever talk with President Trump? No. Were you on the phone call? Did you listen in while the president was talking with the president of Ukraine? Nope." The biggest nothing burger in the history of Washington, and that's saying something. Bobby, also on the text line, Bobby, I know what it is. Every time you hear a story in the media, they always provide an expert opinion. They've been doing this for so long now that they believe that an opinion is news and can be used as fact. And that's why they think that the people and the Democrats will believe what they're saying, because they've been doing it in the media for so long. I wish they would get back to work. I need a job right now. Thanks from Ron. Appreciate that, Ron. Bobby, great interview with Representative Barr. I remember him during the Clinton impeachment. Bobby, I know this sounds crazy, but I almost wish these fools would continue to dig their own grave, and then we'd run away with 2020 and regain the House. Thank you for all you do. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. And yeah, I hope they keep digging their grave as well. Very interesting what the legal expert from Tea Party Foundation had to say when I asked him about, are the American people going to understand what's going on here and what's going to happen with the media? And he pointed out, you know, it's all about ratings with the alphabet networks and the cable networks. And if today turns out to be a bomb, their next hearing is on Friday, they may end up bailing out of this thing. But being the dedicated propaganda pushers that they are, they probably will continue to show this inquisition as the ratings continue to disappear. Bobby, I am given to understand that Murphy has some information and a camera, and that's why he's on the run. Could be. Doesn't want to be the first canine victim of Arkansas. Bobby, I think Schiff just wants a stage, but he is too ugly to act. Bobby, I don't understand why a Democrat staffer is discussing U.S. foreign policy loud enough for it to be overheard in a public restaurant. This is not wrong. Bob, let me pose a question here. If I commit a crime, I should just become a political candidate so I can't be investigated? Well, if you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat, you can't be investigated. That's why we're not seeing, say, Hunter Biden called to testify before this committee. Joe Biden called to testify before this committee because they're Democrats. But if you're a Republican, God help you. Bobby, it appears to me that any monetary transaction with anyone could be considered as quid pro quo, i.e. employers and employees. True enough. It's from Carl. Bobby, if they wake up and realize Adam Dip Schiff lied, shouldn't he be charged with perjury? No, he's Congress has exempted themselves from that while they're in the midst of hearings. You know, that's why years ago, the unlamented Harry Reid, senator from Nevada and Senate Majority Leader for a while, took the floor of the Senate and claimed that Mitt Romney hadn't paid taxes in 10 years because he knew he couldn't be sued for slander because they have exempted themselves. Bobby, this Epstein didn't kill himself trend is lasting longer than Epstein lasted in jail. That's sad, but it's also true. Bobby, I wanted to let you know that I heard something very disturbing. I work with a young man enrolled at Greenville Tech. The password provided to students in order to take an exam was Allahu Akbar. Arabic, God is great. I was horrified to hear this. Well, look, that's what they're up to. You know, at Indoctrination University. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. It is a busy hump day edition here on WORD as the sun sinks slowly over the western horizon.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 5:37 now, 23 before 6. 5 o'clock follies roll on here in the Bobby Mac Show. Day one of the Star Chamber proceedings in Washington. Still in the Bobby Mac stack today. The headline, California cities ban gas stove hookups to fight global warming. Wow. They're on top of it in California. Yeah. You know the difference, Moneypenny, between the Titanic and California?
I do not. Please tell me.
California, the difference between the Titanic and California is that the Titanic still had its lights on when it went down. So. To the phones we go. Beg your pardon?
Another dad joke.
Let's go to Greenville and bring in Jerry here on the Bobby Mac Show. Terry, I beg your pardon, Terry in Greenville. Hi, Terry, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Bobby. It's good talking to you in your usual good Wednesday afternoon program there with David. I heard a rumor on CNN of one of your ex-girlfriends, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
I have a question about her. I've seen this thing on the internet about where she is trying to get $2.4 million for all this impeachment activity. Have you seen or heard anything about that?
Yeah, I've seen some memes floating around on the web, and I don't know the accuracy of that or whether it's, internet gossip that is fact-based or not. The one that I saw said something about she was taking money from the Social Security Trust Fund to be able to fund the impeachment. But that strikes me as false because you know as well as I do, Terry, that there is no money in the Social Security Trust Fund to be had. So,
No wonder I haven't been getting any. Well, I just wonder, I mean, it just seems that for someone to do that, it would have to pass the Senate and Congress, wouldn't it?
Yes,
it
would.
You just can't.
Yes.
Of course, knowing her, she'd dip her hand in there. Oh, well.
Well,
won't go there.
No, you are correct in that spending does originate in the House. And that may be where this business started, but you're correct. For that money to actually be transferred and spent for the impeachment hearings would require, God forbid, an act of Congress.
Yeah, well, I knew if anyone knew, that you would know.
Very kind.
So, all right, man. March on. Have a good show.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it very much. In on the text line, 71307. Let me get caught up here. Where was that one? Here it is. Bob, how can House Democrats testify for 4 to 5 hours about something that didn't happen? Well, how can Adam Schiff begin the hearing with a lie that the Washington Post has already given 4 Pinocchios? Also on the text line, Bobby, don't forget the Titanic sank first. That's true. That's true. Bobby, I listened to most of today's testimony. Both seem to help more than hurt Trump. Bobby, Mike LaPierre is the real deal, says a texter. Yeah, we are efforting, as they say in TV newsrooms, we're never working on something or trying to do something. We're always efforting to get Mr. LaPierre as a guest on the show one day here, and we'll do that before long. Bobby, could you please check with Miss Moneypenny and find out what time sunset is today? Okay, here is our official sunset time pronouncement for Hump Day.
It was 10:57 a.m.
Thank you. So there you go. Now, Bobby, all the taxpayer money that's being wasted by Adam Bullschiff on false charges and litigation should be repaid by him. Well, he doesn't have any money, but he could get some of George Soros's money. Repay us. Bob, by the way, Epstein did not kill himself from Glenn and Easley. Oh, did you see the meme floating around on Facebook, Moneypenny, the new leader of ISIS?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's got like an Arabic name that translates to Epstein did not kill himself. It's too funny. Well, let's see. Where does this one begin? Here we go. Bobby, so I posted the whistleblower's name on Facebook, and in their infinite wisdom, they took it down. Eric Ciaramella is his name, and if you're going to make to take down a sitting president, stand up and be counted. Stop hiding behind closed doors. Go through cross-examination and explain what your motives are. I got some emails from Tara this morning. She was trying to work through the workaround to if you do something where Facebook limits you to like 25 followers, there is some text that's posted in numerous places on Facebook messages, and you copy it, and then you go to post a new message yourself and paste the message that you just copied, and it opens you up to more followers. It's a workaround to get around Facebook and their efforts to put the quietas, as they say, on conservatives. Here we go. A text message says, broke, Epstein committed suicide. Woke, Epstein was killed. Bespoke, Epstein is still alive. Gotcha. Allahu Akbar does not mean God is great. It means Allah is greater than your God. Bobby, have you seen the recent attacks on Charlie Kirk and Tea Party USA? Charlie put Don Jr. in a very tough position recently. No, I have not seen that. Takeaway today is that Mayor Giuliani and John Bolton's testimony is a key testimony that will sink or save POTUS Bolton drug deal comment telling. Well, look, yeah, read the text of the phone call. That's all you need to do. Bobby, Adam Schiff, quote, forget about it. There you go. And I think that catches me up with the text line for the moment, which is a great thing. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. And when we come right back on the other side, today's edition of ATF. Amazing True Facts on the way.
McLean.
Funny how a particular song will remind you of a situation. I'll never forget, I was doing the morning show at Wibbage, WIBG in Philly, 99 on your dial on the AM radio. And my buddy Chuck Knapp was doing an afternoon drive. And this song was popular at the time, Still the One by Orleans. And he played it, and the song is fading out. And he said, you know, I really like that song. And all the music was on cartridges in those days, and they were all wound so that as soon as the song finished, you didn't have a long wait for it. It would set back up immediately. Say, yeah, I really like that song. Let's play it again. And he ended up playing it like three times in a row because it was his fave. 5:51, 9 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. Here we go with the hump day edition of ATF, joined, of course, by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
Yo.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Hey, howdy.
And we begin today with sad news. For soap fans. Sound familiar?
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
And before he passed away, the intro used to say, this is McDonald Carey. These are the days of our lives. Well, apparently the days of our lives may be coming to a conclusion. I know. Sad news for soap fans. After 55 years,
wow,
the cast and crew of the NBC daytime drama Days of Our Lives have been released from their contracts. Wow. The show tapes months ahead of schedule, so it'll remain on the air until next year. But since the future of the show is unknown, they may have to kind of speed up some plot lines. Because, you know, they work fairly slowly. On the soaps. In fact, I remember one, a woman was pregnant, and then I never saw her have the baby, but then I tuned the show in about 7 or 8 years later, and the kid was still an infant. So they may have to speed up the plot lines, as in, as we hear in this recent outtake from Days of Our Lives. Can we roll that, please?
I realize that there are gaps in my memory of what happened that night, but something just doesn't seem right. I just feel like I would remember.
All right, we're going to have to speed this up. Skip to page 79 on next month's script.
You're wearing a wedding band and I'm not.
I had rings made for us, made from the wreckage of the Loretta.
The ship we were on together.
That sank.
Yes.
The piece washed up on the shore of that island that we were trapped on. I got it.
Yes, when you admitted that you were madly in love with me.
Yes.
Perfect. That's a wrap, everybody. And now if you could all go down to HR real quick, they have a vacation package waiting for you.
Uh-oh. Never want to hear that. So could be bon voyage.
Now, I am this old that I remember when Marlena was possessed by the devil on Days of Our Lives.
But it's good to know that the amnesia theme has not worn out its welcome there on Days.
Or the long-lost twin coming back.
Yeah, that's right, right. Or the guy who you thought was dead. No, wait a minute. That
came
was,
back five times.
That was Dallas, I'm thinking.
No. That was Stefano on Days of Our Lives. He just scored off so many times.
Oh, man. The guy was harder to kill than Dracula, I'm telling you. Well, Thanksgiving right around the corner. 64% of people in a new poll say they'd be fine with no turkey on Thanksgiving this year.
Sacrilege.
24% said turkey is overrated.
Agree.
30%. Well, that's because you don't like turkey.
No, I'm allergic to turkey.
Oh, well, that too. That's why you don't like it.
But I like ham much better.
30% of us have already had something other than turkey as the main dish in Thanksgiving. Kind of reminiscent of the Everybody Loves Raymond episode where they decided to be healthy and have tofurkey instead. You remember this episode.
Look how it jiggles.
Yeah, that's the sign of a good bean curd bird.
May I have my carving knife, please?
Thank you, Frank.
I want to slit my throat.
How the feeling? We got the light. Light over here, and we got dark, where the food coloring has puddled.
All right, just give me.
It's not
food coloring. It's Worcestershire and beet juice.
Oh, see, that's very clever.
I never thought I'd say this, but could you pass some broccoli, please?
Yeah. No kidding. Well, we'll see how many pass this year. Meantime, from the world of science, a team of scientists in the UK think they have finally figured out why we get the hiccups. Yeah. Huh. Hate it when that happens. When newborn babies do it, the hiccuping triggers a wave of signals to their brain that help them learn how to regulate their breathing. So, that's fine for newborns, but, I mean, what do you do when you get those stupid things and you can't get rid of them? Beats the heck out of me. My own solution is to get a mouthful of liquid, hold your breath, and swallow 9 times. You got a cure, Moneypenny?
That's basically mine.
Yeah.
I do sugar upside down.
Okay. Yeah, or drink from the wrong side of the cup or the glass.
Yep.
Supposed to do it as well. Or not. 5 o'clock Follies is concluding. Little brief pause for the news here, Annie in the News Center. And then, of course, bonus hour on the way here on Hump Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.